Meanwhile, the Federation of Unions of South Africa, FEDUSA, has proposed that Eskom be placed under business rescue as opposed to using public servants' pension funds to bail out the ailing power utility. FEDUSA says it rejects the proposal brought forward by COSATU, which suggests that the Public Investment Corporation should step in to take on 250 billion rand of Eskom's debt. The PIC manages 2 trillion rand of government employees' pension fund. FEDUSA says putting Eskom under business rescue will ensure that outside and undue political interference in its operations and governance is prevented. Acting General Secretary at FEDUSA, Rifda Ajam, explains.
We cannot be using workers' monies to rescue Eskom, nor any other state-owned entity. There has to be conditionalities attached to it. And what we are saying as FEDUSA in particular, when it comes to the PIC and the GEPF, we have already extended via the GEPF to the tune of 85 billion. So this cannot be used as the only possible source of income to secure any state-owned enterprise.
Gauteng Police